Let's see how we did last week on our big beep beep picks. Ready? I took Washington. I took Illinois. I took Oregon State. And I took Washington State. You're checking it home. That's an 0-4 week off of a 3-0 week. You guys went 2-2. Yeah. Sprague, you hit on Indiana against Washington. They did cover. And you hit on Cal. Those were your two wins. You lost on Illinois and Washington State.
Yeah.
Swag, you took the Huskies as well, so you whiffed on that one. But you were the only one that took Oregon to cover the number, and they did. And you also took Cal. So you guys went 2-2. We all three took Washington State. They did not cover. They did win, but they did not cover late against San Diego State. So season standings after my 0-4, you two have leapt into first place at 17-13.
How about that?
And my 0-4 leaves me 16-14. We got a narrow race right now.
All right.
And our big PP picks.
I'd gladly go 0 for whatever that is, 30, to be 17-13 in Sprague line.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Feel really good to be above 500.
Amazing. Yeah.
We only got two games to pick this week, folks. Only two games. Oregon State's on a bye. Washington State's on a bye. So we will start 12:30 on CBS right here on 1080 The Fan. The Oregon Ducks are on the road in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Wow.
Taking on the defending national champs. The line right now at A-Lin-A, 14.5. Oregon minus 14.5.
Yeah, I'm not. This is a no-brainer for me. I just... How does Michigan score more than 17 points on that Duck defense, knowing Michigan can only really run? I think you're going to get some orgy in this game for Michigan.
Ooh, I like an orgy.
But, like, Lanning and LaPoy should look at each other and go, we know what they're doing. I just don't see it with the offense. I know Michigan's got some dudes on defense that are in this draft conversation. We talked with Matt Miller about that. This is, as I've noted all week, this isn't just a football game to continue your dream season of being undefeated at number one. This is a recruiting battle. Michigan is funded. Michigan is backed. Michigan has been traditionally recruiting well. I don't know if Sherrone Moore will keep it up, but Lanning is going to act like they will. So this is both a opportunity for a Big Ten win, stay number one, and to show everybody we're the better program to commit to. I will take Oregon minus the 14.5.
Okay, Swag?
For Oregon, this is all about winning on first down on both sides of the ball. If they win on first down offensively, then they can keep Michigan guessing a little bit, maybe slow down the pass rush with RPOs. And, you know, they have to guess a little bit and figure it out post-snap before they just tee off. And defensively, if they hold them to no more than 2 yards on first down and try to put them in clear passing third down situations, they'll tee off. So I will lay the 14.5 points. Again, like Sprague said, I don't know how Michigan, unless Oregon gives them some short fields. And that's the only thing. The only thing you can say about Dylan Gabriel is he has, like Mahomes had this year, just that the one weird pick where you're like, what did you see? What were you trying to do? That doesn't make any sense.
Or you airmail a guy, did that against
Purdue.
Something
like that. Yeah. But aside from that or putting it on the deck, I don't know how Michigan goes the length of the field and keeps up with the Ducks.
Yeah, the only thing that's weird to me about this game is this is kind of a funky line for me. Like, if you would ask me last week, hey, Oregon's going to beat Illinois by 30. Illinois, by the way, beat Michigan. Michigan's going to struggle at home against Michigan State. What's the line in the Oregon-Michigan game going to be? I would have told you at least 17.5, probably. At least.
Really?
Yeah.
I was surprised Illinois was what it was, but I took Illinois because of the same thought.
I get that it's on the road, and, you know, maybe you're giving the points for home field advantage in Ann Arbor. I just 14.5. Like, Michigan's not a very good football. It's just a funky line. That's the only thing that scares me. Every metric and number says that Oregon's going to win.
I'm
this
over
game.
The environment stuff. I'm over the time zone. And
well, here's the only thing I'll say on that is that
the last 2 weeks have convinced me that's not an issue.
The only thing I'll say on that is that this is outside of maybe early Oregon State in the Civil War in the first quarter, but that game got out of hand relatively quickly. Oregon and Purdue, I guess, to that nature as well. They did sell that game out, but it was 14-0 right out of the gate.
Is this really going to be a hostile environment?
I mean, it's
they'll still be loud.
They'll be 100th. I mean, it's the number one team in the country coming to town. Michigan's a defending national champ.
Wisconsin will be a much more hostile environment in 2 weeks.
Interesting.
Why do you think that?
You think Michigan fans are going to show up for this game?
This is number one Oregon coming to your building where they embarrassed you last time.
I understand that. But I don't think Michigan fan has the venom that other places do.
They brought it last week against them. I mean, that was a rivalry game.
They wanted to fire Harbaugh.
Yeah. That's the only thing that I'll say is that Oregon has not been challenged in a tough lot of tough road environments. They've had early road environments, and then they shut the crowd up. That might happen this weekend, whether it's 14-0 into the first quarter, and everybody's gone.
What did they score against Illinois? It was
35-3 at half, and then 38.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Illinois beat Michigan, but one team beating another, playing another, that's not, you know, one plus one, right? Yeah. What I would say here on that line, 30-14 with 3 minutes to go, this is over. Michigan with Orji and Warren Davis.
Yeah.
Davis Warren, whatever the hell his name is. Late field goal, 30-17.
Yeah.
Wouldn't shock you, right?
Wouldn't shock me at all, no.
That Michigan defense has some dudes, if Will Johnson plays. So 30 on that Michigan defense is still a good day offensively, even if people are going to bitch and moan along the way. 30-17 with a backdoor field goal. Like, that's kind of the thinking, I guess, with the spread stuff.
Yep.
I don't care about the number. I took Illinois. They were close. They couldn't quite do it. I'll take Oregon. I think Oregon is the better team. And again, I think if he can win this 45-7, he wants to.
Yeah, I think he wants to send a message. I'll take Oregon, too. Just interesting, funky line. I don't disagree with your logic there. I'll take Oregon. So all three of us are on Oregon. That means Michigan will probably cover. The only other game that we're picking is a 4:30 game on the Big Ten Network, Catch the Fever.
Yeah.
It is Lincoln Riley, who, by the way, this week shut down media access to practice for the rest of the year. Because, you know, got to hammer down on the details. Can't be letting those spies and scouts in to watch his team practice.
He is a baby.
He's such a bitch. He is such a bitch.
Yeah, he is.
USC is on the road at Washington, 4:30 Big Ten Network. This line right now, 2.5. USC favored on the road by 2.5.
Yeah, I'm taking UW. UW at home. They're bitter. They could have had it. They had a chance in that Indiana game. They kept shooting themselves in the foot. UW at home is a different team. The rush defense for both these teams is interesting. USC is back end of the middle bottom in the conference. So I think Coleman's going to have a good day. I'm sure they'll put in the other quarterback, the young kid, in for Rodgers a little more here. But I'm getting the Huskies at home, and I'm getting USC on the road. I'll take a home dog.
Okay, Swag.
This is a weird one.
Who do you trust more?
It's not about trust.
It's not about trust.
It's about gut feel.
Who's going to be? Yeah, I think I'll go with the home team. I don't know. It's going to be. I know it's not going to be warm. I don't know if it's going to be wet.
Well, if it's wet and rainy.
It's wet and rainy, that's right up you.
What are they going to spray their players with a hose again, like they're going to Notre Dame?
Exactly. 50 degrees and rain.
Underrated part of this game is the red zone area. Now, I know that's an obvious thing to say. USC gets in the red zone. They're one of the most efficient teams.
Washington cannot score in the red zone.
Washington struggles in the red zone. So sometimes it's those kinds of things that solve this. I'm going with gut.
I'm going to go with gut, too, and also spite. I spent all last week talking about how I thought Washington was going to go on the road and upset Indiana. And this is where the undefeated season comes to an end. Early in that game, I was watching it down on my iPad in Eugene and thinking, hey, they got a chance today. They got a fourth down stop. Look at this. And then they throw a pick six, and then he throws another pick, and then you end up losing the game by multiple scores. Mostly out of spite. I'm going to take USC in this game. I also think the quarterback stuff is, I mean, it's just weird. Like, you've had people all week calling for a quarterback change. You're playing the backup. Hmm. Coach has to come out and say, no, he's a future, but not right now. Rodgers gives us the best chance to win. To me, that's a little convoluted. Both these teams are not trustworthy. I think USC can win the game by a field goal. I'll take the Trojans -2.5. There you go. Our big PP picks that are just big this week. No Pac-12 picks because Oregon State and Washington State are both on byes. They are back in action next week, and we'll be picking all four.